with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I feel like I need a shower and a cigarette after that show. Oh,
was that pleasureful?
It was fun.
It was intense.
It was intense.
Oh, that's a better word. Thank you, Jack.
I was watching a show on TV. I can't remember what the name of it was last night. But anyway, a lady was going because she thought she had menopause. And she was talking to her doctor. And she said, oh, yeah, I sweat really bad. And he says, can you wring out your clothes? And she's like, no. Well, then you're not. It's not serious yet.
Oh, okay.
Once you can wring out your clothes. So.
Jeez.
I have a lot of questions about menopause. But I don't know if your guys are going to have the answers.
Probably not. Well, I'm watching somebody that's experiencing
it. What questions do you have?
How do I say this?
Oh, no. Then don't say it. I'm guessing.
I want to hear.
You might have to edit this out. Do you still have your period while you're having menopause? Does it still happen or is it?
I think it's patchy. I think it's like.
Spotting.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's like a period here, a couple months, period there.
Oh, so it's like...
period, sentence, semicolon, period, yeah. Sentence, semicolon.
What a man answer
and
that
there's
was.
There's biology.
Yeah, I can confirm it still happens.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go.
You can confirm? Are you checking every month?
I'm married to somebody that's going through
that,
this.
That part out.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Anyway, again, the things that we talk
periods
about.
Periods are weird.
No, they're not.
I mean, it's, you know, every woman's going to have their moon time.
There's a reason why this is the bonus section that doesn't go on the radio.
Is this really a bonus?
Hey, guys. Apples.
Oh, yeah. That was fun today.
Exactly. Yeah. We determined which apple that I preferred the most. And Matt and I, for the very first time in our lives, agreed on something. So that's something you'll just want to hear. We talked about ghosts.
Oh, I don't want to hear any more of these stories. They were so creepy. And it hurts because it's happening in our hometown. There are ghosts here.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
As long as they all happen in Red Deer.
Exactly. Like, if it happens far away, it's fine. But these were all too close to home.
You're going
to
hear stories of beds being lifted up, kids pointing out dead relatives.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all gobbledygook.
Reading stories,
it's
tickling.
Rick, and Jack was surprisingly quiet in that yeah. half hour.
Jack would rather talk about menstrual cycles.
Like, sure, I would.
Periods.
Semicolons.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Good morning. A few showers today on and off with a risk of a thunderstorm later this afternoon and a high of 18. If the low-level bridge is in your commute, you're going to have to take another way this morning. One man is dead with two more in critical condition after a rollover on the bridge. Police say it happened around 2:30 this morning after the vehicle hit a guardrail. A 16-year-old boy has been charged in an Alberta highway shooting that left a German tourist with a serious brain injury. The 60-year-old tourist was driving with his family near the community of Morley when the shooting happened back on August 2nd. Now, police will not discuss a motive, but they do say the teen and the tourist did not know each other and there was no conflict prior to the shot being fired. Well, some River Valley trails have reopened after years of construction. The trails were closed due to construction of the new Walterdale Bridge. Along with these new trails, a new park has been added, which includes a toboggan hill. A grand opening will be held on September 6th. And exciting news, you can now apply to be verified on Instagram. The little blue check mark can appear by your name. And previously, the verification process was shrouded in secrecy. But now, all you got to do to apply to get your profile verified is go to settings. There's a drop-down menu and it says request for verification. Yes, I did it this morning.
I was going to say, was it seconds or milliseconds it took you to do this after you read that article?
Milliseconds. Now, they don't guarantee it, but I applied. I'll keep you posted.
Will you apply for me?
Sure. And last but not least, as we mentioned, WestJet did increase baggage fees yesterday as well as Air Canada. Now, it doesn't go into effect until October. However, instead of $25 for your first bag, you're now paying $30. And instead of $30, you're now paying $50 for your second bag. People were losing their minds yesterday.
I feel like you're practicing like me to be an auctioneer there.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of
30,
numbers.
35, 50, 55. When is it going to stop? So, yeah,
Another bag on the board.
The baggage fees are pretty annoying because there was a time when you didn't have to pay for that
two
kind of stuff.
Bags. It was built, do you remember?
It was built into your ticket price. So the question yesterday and early this morning is, what are those fees that drive you crazy?
I'll tell you, I friggin' hate.
Yeah.
Hate the overages on data.
Yeah.
Canada has probably the top three worst telecommunications contracts for cell phones in the entire world.
Yeah, the States is way cheaper, right?
Everywhere's way cheaper.
Yeah, completely. Another person says ATM stations. I can't stand having to pay to take my money out.
Yeah, it's ironic, isn't it? A lot of people are frustrated about the amount of money you pay on your natural gas bill or your energy bills. It's
delivery charges.
Yeah, natural gas, the gas is actually really cheap. It's never been cheaper, which is kind of a problem for our economy. But then you still pay like $75 when they add all this stuff up with your gigajoules. So
I see the delivery fee, but it comes in the ground.
Yeah.
It's not like a guy in a truck bringing it to me.
It's delivered in a pipe. What's going on? What fees in the world, those extra fees, what's the one that drives you the crazy? Craziest or most crazy, whatever you want to term it. We'd love to hear from you this morning, 780-421-1039. You can also text us at 103939.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
WestJet and Air Canada, both of them are going, as of October, going to increase the amount of money you got to spend for your luggage, $30 for your first bag, $50 for your second. And it's frustrating for a lot of people, and we're looking for those other frustrating fee charges in your world.
Quite a few texts coming in about concert tickets. Fees for all concert tickets, $13.50 per ticket just to push a button. That comes from Jonathan.
Oh, the worst.
Another person here, I didn't know about this, getting referred to an allergy test, but still having to pay $100 for it.
Is that something that's covered through healthcare, though? The only question I ask.
I don't know. I've never had one.
I don't know if it's fees, but it's...
I've had one.
Yeah.
And what happened, Matt?
I don't know. My mom paid it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, what's your take? 780-421-1039.
So I don't like service fees at all, from service fees at the bank to, like Matt said, Ticketmaster and whatnot. But one thing that really yanks my chain is parking at hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I work in the oil field. I've been blessed to make a good living, and so it doesn't really bother me. But there's people in there that can't even afford the time off work, and they got a sick kid.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact they got to pay a huge amount of money to park.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I'm involved in the oil patch, and I know what we pay. Our company pays in royalty fees and things like that. And I'm actually quite disgusted that here in Alberta, with all the wealth and resources, you know, agriculturally speaking, and you know, chemically speaking, in terms of oil and gas, that you know, people have to pay such steep fees to park at a hospital.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got me. That's 100%. Yeah.
But to be fair, you go down to the States, you got to worry about parking, and then you got to worry about that $200,000 bill for whatever happened in the hospital.
But at least the parking's cheaper.
and I will tell you this, because I've seen my T4. I feel like I pay for my health care.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You're 100%. You're 100% right. I believe the only people that should get charged for parking at a hospital are those that are actually having babies. Because that's one of the only
good... That's a happy time.
That's the only good thing that comes out of that.
But come on!
There goes Matt.
That's right.
He changes his...
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
But we're talking about those annoying fees that are charged, and you're like, "What? You pay a price, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that too.
You're paying so much more than you thought.
Yeah.
Landon texts in and says, what about insurance? You pay your entire life, and then when something happens, they charge you more to make a claim, like the deductible, and then your insurance goes up.
Don't insurance companies make a lot of money, too?
Depends on the year.
Yeah, I'm guessing. 780-421-1039. Sydney, what's that fee that gets to you?
Well, I work for TELUS. I'm a mobility sales rep for them. And the most common annoying fee is the $30 renewal fee that you have to pay on contract.
Right.
You know, what the hell's up with that?
Hey, Matt, watch your language.
Nothing we can do to avoid it. As much as everybody asks us to, we can't. Avoid it. There's no way.
And here's the question. If I came to TELUS as a brand new customer, would I have to pay that?
Yes, you would.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, that makes me feel
better.
Where
does that money go? What do you do with it?
Goes to make their CEO have a new lake house.
It basically pays for the new SIM card in the phone, and it pays just for us to activate the contract.
Activate the contract. You have to enter on your computer.
Hey, it's not Sydney's fault.
I know it isn't.
And the worst part is if you go to Saskatchewan or you get a Saskatchewan phone number, their plans are half the price of ours.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
You can get unlimited across Canada calling and 15 gigs of data in Saskatchewan for two phones for under $100.
Oh.
But that's because it's so flat. It's just easier to send a signal.
Yeah. Very true.
Can you hear me now? Of course I can. Not only can I hear you now, I can see you now.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Major airlines are going to be increasing your baggage fee. It's going from 25 to 30, second bag's 50. So we're looking for those fees that drive you crazy at 103.939.
This person says when you purchase vehicle tires, you get charged a tire tax and then GST on top of that. How can you charge GST on another tax?
What's a tire tax?
That's so they can dispose of the old ones, I think, right?
Just set them on fire in your backyard.
Same thing as a battery tax.
Make
same
a
kind
planter.
Of idea. Make a planter.
Would you ever have a tire planter in your yard?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kit Kat, what fee gets to you?
The dispensing fees at the pharmacy.
That's such a good one. Yes, they are so expensive.
What's this fee?
The dispensing fee. So you have to pay a fee for them to fill your prescription.
All they're doing is taking that little spoon thing and putting my pills in a bottle.
And more often than not, your insurance doesn't cover dispensing fees.
It doesn't cover your dispensing fees. Some places charge like $25.
Yeah.
I feel very uncomfortable talking about this because the last person you want to make angry is your pharmacist. What if you take like 4 Viagra instead of penicillin? Like that would be bad too.
For who?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's time for Weird or What Wednesday. My daughter's boyfriend, the Italian Stallion, as I like to call him, Renato.
Oh, Renato.
I've just been observing him for the last little while. You know, like, what's his name on Meet the Fockers there? Two eyes on you, De Niro, right? I got my eye on you, Fokker. You know,
you're
same
a bad
kind of,
De Niro.
Yeah, I know. I really am. Anyway, I noticed it again last night where he loves his Diet Coke like I do, so I certainly don't
you bonded over
question
that.
Him for that. But what he does is he will put some Diet Coke in a glass, and then he will fill it up probably 3/4 with water, if not more.
That's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. And
it's
I'm
a
like,
weird ratio.
What are you doing? Why are you watering down your Diet Coke? And he's like, no, 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 Chris. I'm not watering down my Diet Coke. I'm spicing up my water. So that's the way he looks at it. That's,
he knows like, there's things for this, like
remember
the Sani.
That flavored water craze? I don't know if anybody still does the flavored water thing, but he actually flavors his Diet Coke. And I'm like, is that weird or what? I say that's weird. It looks super gross. Weird.
You can buy SodaStream these days. They're pretty cheap. $60. You get one of those bad boys. And then they have like flavor attachments. They have Diet Coke like spray.
Oh, there you go.
You pop it in there and you're legit having a Coke.
Oh, man. Like sometimes I get in my vehicle after my, you know, my Diet Coke and my McDonald's. The ice is melted and it's more watery. And I'm like, ugh, this tastes terrible.
It is. It's so bad. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Typically. So, okay. Is it weird or what to water down your Diet Coke and maybe... You water down something else. Were we talking about juice?
Like, yeah, that's watering my wife. Down juice.
She waters down juice.
Her family, they water down their juice till it's pretty much.
But it's
only
because
water.
They're so frugal. Like they use the same tea bag 10 times.
Big time.
Really?
I'll hand her juice and she'll like taste test it. Too much juice. And then gives it back to me. Like drink some, put more water in. Like, what's wrong with you?
You water anything down?
No. Yeah. Like full
she
flavor.
She waters it up. Yeah. Her Kool-Aid gets 8 scoops
give
of sugar.
Give it to me strong.
780-421-1039 or text us at 103.939. We're going to randomly give somebody some tickets this morning to Annihilation Replay as well. Weird or what? Is it weird to water down your Diet Pepsi or anything else?
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
My daughter's boyfriend waters down his Diet Coke. He says, I don't water down my Diet Coke, Chris. I actually spice up my water because he hardly puts any Diet Coke in. I'm just showing you about an inch.
It's all how you look at it.
We're talking tall glass here?
Yeah.
Okay. So like maybe like 2 fingers of Diet Coke and then the rest water.
You got it.
It's weird. So we're asking you if it's weird or what.
A texter says weird and senseless.
Oh, wow. Someone is very hurt.
This person says, as a fellow Diet Coke-aholic, this is weird. Why ruin a good thing? I usually pop mine in the freezer to make it ice cold.
Okay.
That's just smart business.
421-1039. Rihanna, what's your take?
I water down my orange juice, to be honest with you.
You do, eh?
I do. I'm an orange juice junkie, but after too much acidity, mouth gets a little sore, so I water it down a little bit.
I get the juice more than the Diet Coke, I think. I mean, yeah, because there's lots of sugar in that, and sometimes it can be a little bit sweet, right? So you're not like...
And Diet Coke's just yucky anyway.
Oh.
We're hearing a lot of that, too.
Those are hurting words.
Be careful.
Okay, thank you so much. Did you have a juice this morning watered down, or...?
I did.
Yeah. Good girl. All right. Well, thank you for listening and have a great day. All right.
You too, guys.
Yep. Elliot, you've got a take on watering things down.
I sure do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when I go out drinking, like my rum and Pepsi, I usually leave half to a quarter up the top, and I add water to it to take away the sugar, and I can drink all night long with less hangover.
Yes.
That's called a Rycro Coke press.
Yes.
And it's the best.
Yeah. My brother-in-law, Darcy, who owns stocks in Crown Royal, he does that.
Or he should.
He puts quite a bit of water in, too. It's like...
That's the secret.
Lots of Crown Royal, lots of water, and just a little bit of Coke to change the color.
Yeah. And see, I don't like... I find it weird to press your Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi or whatever. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
You sure he's not adding anything else into it, Chris?
No, I'm pretty sure he's not.
I don't think Ronaldo's ever tasted rye.
Elliot, thanks for your take. 780-421-1039. It's Weird or Wet Wednesday. Watering down your Diet Coke.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
My daughter's boyfriend, Renato, he waters down his Diet Coke. He actually just basically says he spices up his water because he puts a little bit of Diet Coke in and then fills his thing up. And we're all just kind of looking at him like he's from Mars.
Will he do this with any other drink?
I just noticed that. I haven't noticed it with anything else so far. But we're asking you if it's weird or what.
Somebody else suggested another pop. They said orange pop watered down makes it easy to drink and refreshing on a hot day.
Okay. I don't say this often, but I think we should kick that person out of Canada. That's gross.
The orange.
Why? It might be a good idea.
The orange crush.
Pop, it's the best because it's the stickiest of all the pops.
Yeah.
It's like syrup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep it that way.
The wasps and Matt really love it.
Oh, yeah.
High test. Okay, Pauline, you say my daughter's boyfriend is not weird because?
I watered down almost everything that I drink, including my white wine. I drink it half wine, half water. I die. All my Diet Coke, everything, I drink with at least half water.
Why? I can't get past the wine.
Pauline, I want you to think about this. In studio, Jack literally made a vomit face.
Yeah. I get it, but yeah. I like to have a few glasses of wine, and sometimes alcohol and I don't agree.
Right. You don't like what it does to you.
Right. I can behave not so nicely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I water down my wine, I can socially drink throughout the night at the campfire and whatever with everybody else, and I don't end up too hammered, and I still get to enjoy the taste of my wine and get a little buzz without being a total jerk.
What you should do is have the same amount of wine, but do what every 18-year-old boy does when they get home from the bar. Put your head under the sink and drink as much water as humanly possible.
Water it down after the fact.
Yeah, just get the water after.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yes, as we say, good morning to friend of the show, Betsy. Good morning, Betsy.
Yes.
All right. You did something kind of freaky on Facebook, and we need to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's creepy.
Tell us about your post.
My daughter, the other night, went to bed, and it was a normal bedtime and everything. We read her stories. She went to sleep right away. And then about 10 or 11 p.m., she comes running into the living room where my husband and I were sitting, screaming and crying hysterically. And we were like, what's going on? Tell us, like, what's the problem? It's totally unlike her to be screaming like this.
How old is she?
She's 4.
4 and adorable. Okay, continue.
Yeah. And so she goes, there's a lady in my room who is tickling my back, and I don't like it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She said, yeah, there's a lady by my bed. And I was like, were you dreaming this? And she said, no, she's in my room. She's next to my bed. And I was like, no, there's no one in there. And she was like, she came and tickled my back. I didn't like it.
Wow.
Okay, and then you asked her to draw?
Yeah, well, I was just curious. I'm like, well, maybe she saw like a movie or something, because there has been an incident before where she said her grandpa, who lives in a cave, was going to take her away camping. And we thought that we were haunted back then, and it ended up being just a scene in Hotel Transylvania 2 that she had, like, incorporated into her memories.
Adam Sandler haunts my dreams, too.
Yeah. So I was like, draw a picture. And she drew a picture, and I was like, that is creepy. She has, like, blue hair and, like, this, or pink hair and this blue face. yeah. and like these long spindly fingers.
Yeah.
I've seen this picture. Backs. It looks like a witch.
It does look like. First of all, yeah, all I could think of is how come your four-year-old can draw better than me? That's what really upset me. But still, it does look kind of freaky and kind of weird. Now, Matt is totally, there's just nothing to this. Matt says babies and young children all have imaginations, right?
Vivid imaginations. It's creepy as a parent. Sure, I get that. Yeah. But let's not forget ghosts aren't real.
Yeah. Oh, no. I totally am like in the ghosts aren't real van, like the little camp there, but it's real in our house.
It is now. It is, and we've got I've got a friend who talks about her friend who their son swears every night a little old man or something reads him a bedtime story, and he's just convinced of it, right? So I'm like, oh boy.
Betsy, have you closed the window?
I have closed the window because I'm terrified that someone's going to steal my child.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is so scary. I'm not having any kids.
I know, right?
Okay. So you've become a believer in ghosts now because of your four-year-old.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that lady.
All right. Now,
I look for her around the corner.
First thing I would do is I'd like either sleep with my daughter or get her to sleep with me. Is that happening?
She does now, yeah.
Yeah.
She won't even go in her room.
Yeah. Maybe that's what she wanted all along. Maybe this kid's outthinking you.
Uh-oh.
She is a schemer.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Again, in the last few minutes, we played this crazy story about Betsy talking about her four-year-old daughter, and
she goes, there's a lady in my room who is tickling my back, and I don't like it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She said, yeah, there's a lady by my bed. And I was like, were you dreaming this? And she said, no, she's in my room.
Then she drew a picture of it, and the picture is all over our social media. You can see it on Twitter, Instagram, right? Facebook. And
you got it.
This picture, whatever she saw there had long arms.
Good very long fingers legs. For tickling. So scary.
Yeah.
We got this text. In Stony Plain, we used to have a house just a few doors down from an apartment complex, and we pick up frequencies on our baby monitor. One night at 2:30 in the morning, a voice woke us up, and it sounded like a small child saying, excuse me, someone help me. I'm scared. Can anyone help me? Please, I'm scared. It was like being in a horror movie. It was horrible, but our kids' bedrooms were in the basement, and we were on the top floor, so we had to have the monitor, so often we would get woken up by hearing these creepy things in the middle of the night.
Now, I'm not a believer in ghosts, but if that happened, I'm a believer in Rawlings. I would have took that monitor out in the yard and smashed it to a million pieces.
With a baseball bat.
Yes.
But then what do? Your babies are in the basement. How do you hear them?
Yeah.
They're now sleeping with me and the doors are bolted.
Oh, okay.
780-421-1039 is always the number to call. Yes, Yvonne?
We actually sold a house in Edmonton because it was haunted.
You did, eh?
Yeah. We found out because whatever it was keeping our youngest daughter up at night. And my husband was not a believer. And I was just like, I swear to God, the dog's freaking out, the cat's freaking out, the kids are freaking out. Why are you not freaking out? Then all of a sudden, one night, we're getting the kids' bottles ready for nighttime. And he's coming up the stairs. And I said, oh, did you grab the bottles? He's like, oh, no, I forgot to go back downstairs. It's four steps away from where he just was. And a grown man screams in the kitchen. And I go running down the stairs, and all the cupboards are open.
No.
Yeah, I said, I told you so. I told you.
Wow.
So, made the biggest discovery in humankind history.
Yeah.
What, that I was right for a
time? The cupboard goes.
The cupboard goes. He's here.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Ghostbusters. Because we were talking to Betsy about her beautiful four-year-old daughter who told her.
She goes, there's a lady in my room who is tickling my back, and I don't like it. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She said, yeah, there's a lady by my bed. And I was like, were you dreaming this? And she said, no, she's in my room.
Okay, yeah. And then she drew a picture of it. It's really freaky.
Terrifying.
Yeah, this four-year-old. Anyway.
Hey, guys, ghosts aren't real.
But kids are so creepy, they see ghosts.
Kids are creepy. I will agree with that. But there's no such thing as ghosts.
Kids are creepy? I'm confused.
Well, they're like creepy because they do weird stuff. Like they'll sit in a room talking to some stranger.
Because they can see these ghosts.
No, they're just kids, man. They're practicing their talking.
How do you explain this? We just got this text. My son was 4 when my dad and grandma's passed away a couple years ago. He always saw them. He said that they would come watch him play. Well, my husband's cousin wasn't born when their grandma passed. When she was 4, she always said that a lady sat at the bottom of the bed and read a story. When they were 7, they were looking through family family photos and stopped at a page and pointed and said, "Hey, that's the lady who used to read me stories at night. It was Grandma."
Okay, there's one kid who can see ghosts. No, ghosts are real.
There's just one.
Okay. That kid and that goosebumps. Grandma.
All right, yes, Simone.
So when I was a kid, I guess I used to tell my mom, "Mom, there's people coming in my window at night." And she would look at me and go, "Simone, your room is on the second floor. There's no one coming in your room at night." But then when we moved, I guess I stopped saying that, and she asked me at one point, and I said, "Well, no, they didn't come with us."
They didn't come with us.
You got some real Haley Joel Osment Sixth Sense stuff going on here.
Well, and then the house that we moved to, you could unplug the TV and come back hours later, and the TV would be plugged in with white noise playing.
Dad plugged it in again. I know what you're saying, Simone. It's like the ghost keeps stealing my remote control, too. I'm like, where is it?
The couch cushions.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Betsy was telling us about her 4-year-old daughter who basically, some little grandma or something was tickling her supposedly and woke her up. I don't know. This little girl sounds like she might be playing mom too.
No way. That picture that she drew was so scary. She said there was a lady in her room tickling her back and she didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it's all about context. You look at that picture. And if you said, like, she just drew this at daycare, he'd be like, "Oh, that's pretty adorable."
And she did say that the one time she told him that she saw something in the night, but then they realized it was, like, the plot of a movie that she'd seen, that Transylvania movie. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. And now she's sleeping in between mom and dad. I don't know. Like, and she's a brilliant little kid.
She is
so
smart.
You're going to be a sucker mom.
For sure I am.
All Kennedy's going to have to say is, "I saw a ghost." Okay.
What's on the house, Kennedy? Good news.
Let's go shopping just to forget about it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're asking what your take is on it. Yes, Christy.
My friend lived in an older house and she was moving and we were packing and the light started flickering. At first we didn't think much of it and then it kept happening. So my friend, just being silly, started asking like yes or no questions. And she's like, "For yes, flicker. If not, turn, like, leave the lights." And it was questions we knew what the answer was, and it would correspond to, and this went on for probably like a good half an hour.
Sounds like you need an electrician.
Clap on.
Someone's sitting in the other room.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's the Roadhammers, Crazy About You, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, Matt, and most of all you, and welcome to everybody also watching on Facebook Live right now around the world. We might have people watching from Australia this morning, maybe even some people from Russia. We have people from all over that watch.
Belgium,
yeah, exactly.
France.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to talk apples right now, not oranges, apples, because again, yesterday, Matt is like, he can talk for hours about his passion about apples. You've heard it, Jack. He's got like really,
his apples.
I've never seen him more passionate about good apples and bad apples. Some apples he says are trash, some are good.
I mean, there's lots of good apples, but I think in stores they sell a lot of bad apples.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad apples in the world. And I had no idea that there were different kinds of apples. I guess I just never thought about it. Of course there are, but I guess I've used my brain for other things for some reason. I feel bad now that I've left the apple out. I haven't thought about it. Jack, have you ever thought about the apple besides yesterday?
No, just when I have to get them at the grocery store. But even then, I don't really give a lot of thought to them.
You just
although
grab
this
an
could
apple.
Change all of our minds.
Okay, so right now we're going to do a little bit of this on air, and then we're going to do most of it on Facebook Live, and then we'll come back in the next few moments and we'll tell you which one of these apples I rate the highest. Matt's just going to throw them to me. He's not going to tell me which one they are. Jack's going to. So apple number one, are we ready to go?
Yeah, here we go.
Ready.
All right, seven
ready,
apples.
Catch.
Okay, number one. I've definitely tasted that apple before.
Describe it.
Very sweet.
Okay.
And crunchy and really good. Out of 10, hey?
Yeah, out of 10. What do you give that one?
A 9.
Okay.
All right. That's a pink lady. Pretty good.
Interesting.
They're good, hey? The best apple.
I've definitely eaten a pink lady before.
Take the sticker off real quick for me, Jack.
Oh,
why?
Yes. Okay.
Hold on. Won't read it.
Got it.
Okay, apple number two.
Does he like it?
Just below that one.
I would agree with that.
I'd say that's an 8.
The man knows his apples.
Okay.
That was a Honeycrisp.
Okay, Honeycrisp. So you give that an 8.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This next one?
Personally? Oh, no, I better not say
no, it. Don't influence
here we
go.
Me. Don't.
Third
it's,
apple.
It's not very red, right?
No, it's a green one. There's two of the greens.
Mm. Yeah, this would be down a little bit for sure. I'd say that's about a six.
Oh, six. That's not very good. Chris is a high rater.
Okay, that what? Are we telling him? Yeah, we're telling
him. I need some like sorbet to clean my palate.
Okay, here's the last one before we'll take this off air, and you can check us out on Facebook Live. Okay, here we go.
It's just little.
This is a tiny one.
It's like a crab apple. Mm. I wouldn't want a lot of these, but this would be good for a pie.
Ooh, what do you give it?
I'm going to give this a seven.
Oh, that's an apple from Matt's backyard.
That's a Matt apple.
I mean, a Matt who talks so much about apples got to have his own apple tree, right?
That's why I tasted the pesticides. Okay. We'll continue this on Facebook Live and tell you which one of the apples is truly the best in the next few moments. Apples are good.
We have three more to go.
Yeah, you have three more to try.
Mother Nature's toothbrush. Anyway.
Kind of.
Not really. We're full of sugar.
It's Luke Bryan. Play it again. Kissin' Country.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
There's Luke Bryan at Play It Again, Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:18. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning and watching as well on Facebook Live around the world. Again, it's Applegate. We're determining which is the best apple because the Red and Delicious apple was number one for 50 straight years, but it just got dethroned by the Gala apple. Was a Gala one of the apples I ate?
Yes.
Okay, because I just ate seven different apples, including one from Matt's backyard. And truly, that
entire thing, seeds and all, and the cores. It was incredible. He's like a hungry horse.
I am the human composter. That's what I do. And so I had these, and we rated them. And I'm pretty excited to find out which one I said was number one. The apple that I said was best was the...
Pink Lady.
That's my number one, too. The guy knows his apple, Pink Lady. It's a universal apple. Good for all occasions.
Yeah.
You said you'd had it before and it was a familiar taste.
It was a familiar
Karen's
taste.
Karen's a Pink Lady person.
There you go.
Yes, she is. Weird. Now, there was a tie for second place when it comes to Chris's taste buds. Mm-hmm. Honey Crisp and Gala apples.
Both solid apples. I would say if you went to the store, those would be my one, two, and three, too, I think.
Okay.
Direct quote, pretty good.
All right.
Well, and in third place tied, Red Delicious, which was recently just dethroned.
Right.
And Matt's backyard crab apple.
apple was not that crabby. Like normally you bite those things and you're like,
they're super sour. No, they were sour, but these, I get pretty big apples from my yard.
Yeah.
Now, which apple claimed last place in Chris's world? Granny Smith.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said funny taste.
they're more like, they're bacon apples. They're not good for eating.
Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah I could see that.
Where was Red Delicious? Did we say that one?
Yeah, yes. Third. Tied for third.
Yeah.
That's trash apple.
Matt, is this the first time in our lives we've actually agreed on something?
I think people
just disagreed with you. Trash.
I'll always hate on the Red Delicious.
All right. That's beautiful.
I think it's pretty.
I had no idea there was such a thing as a Pink Lady apple. I'll be honest with you, but now I know it's
just rocked your world.
Now I know it's my favorite. And normally that's how I drink my drinks is Pink Lady drinks. So
the pink grapefruit pompeys. It's true.
Whoa.
Thank you for that. Hey, thanks for listening to the Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. If people want to find out more about Jack, where do they got to go?
You can go at kissin_Jack, J-A-C-K, on Twitter.
What about you, Matt?
I'm Matt D. Builder on Twitter.
All right, because you're building all the time.
That's right. How about you, Chris?
Well, I'm at Chris Sheets. Everybody spells my name wrong. S-C-H-E-E-T-Z. And don't forget about this podcast.
Yes, you can rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a moment of all the fun we have.
If you enjoyed it, tell a friend. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.